the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
When one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him, he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. A woman in that town who lived a sinful life learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house. So she came there with an alabaster jar of perfume. As she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of a woman she is, and that she is a sinner." Jesus answered him, "Simon, I have something to tell you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. "Two people owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he forgave the debts of both. Now which of them will love him more?" Simon replied, "I suppose the one who had the bigger debt forgiven." "You have judged correctly," Jesus said. Then he turned towards the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house and you did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman from the time I entered has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, as her great love has shown, but whoever has been forgiven little loves little." Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The other guests began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."
Good morning, everybody. See this? £30. Let's imagine I owe you this much money. In fact, let's go a bit further than that. Let's imagine I owe you 1,000 times this much money. Let's imagine I owe you £30,000. Wow. But I'm really sorry. I've got some bad news. I just can't pay that back. I just don't have the money. And I feel terrible about that. I feel guilty. I feel ashamed. I'm angry with myself that I've got myself into this situation. Sometimes I just feel a bit sorry for myself. I feel trapped. I feel like I'm carrying this great big burden. And you may have noticed I've been avoiding you as much as possible recently just because there's this thing between us. But one day you do something incredible. You pick up the phone and you ring me and you say, "Derek, listen, I'm forgiving you that debt. I'm cancelling it. I'm forgetting it. You don't owe me anything anymore. It's over." That would be amazing of you. I would feel so relieved. I would feel so grateful. I would feel so free. And what do you think I'd do the next time I saw you? I wouldn't be avoiding you now. I think I would run up to you and, you know, social distancing permitted, give you a massive hug. I think I would be so grateful I might be crying. I might even kiss you, you know, appropriately. I'd ask you if there was anything I could do for you because you had done so much for me. I would love you because of what you'd done for me and for what it said about the kind of person you are. I don't think I'd be able to stop telling people about what you'd done for me. You know, you can tell a lot about a person just by watching them. Let's have a go. I'm going to have a go at watching you. Let's see what I can tell about you just by watching you. Interesting. Okay, let's turn it around. Let's see what you can find out about me just by watching me. Let's have a go. No need to be rude. You can tell anything? Any clues just from looking at me? Can you tell anything about me? Can you tell anything maybe about the place I work? This is the place I work here. Can you tell anything about maybe the football team I support? Anybody spot that one? Could you tell that I've been eating too much during lockdown? I told you not to be rude. We can tell a lot about people sometimes just by watching them. And we can learn a lot about the woman in this story just by watching her. We can see she's forgiven and she knows it. She is so joyful, she's happy crying. She kisses Jesus, she serves him, she loves him. Everything about her shouts, forgiven! Because she's had a debt she couldn't pay, cancelled. Except it's a way bigger debt than £30,000. The debt she owed was her own life, the price of her many sins. Now, I don't know how she's worked this out, but she knows that Jesus has forgiven her sins. She might not understand yet quite how that's going to happen, that he's going to pay for her sin on the cross, but she knows this. She's not guilty anymore before God because of Jesus. She doesn't have to be ashamed anymore. She doesn't have to hide from God. She's free. And she is so full of joy and gratitude and love that she cries and she kisses and she serves and she herself loves. Just one question before we finish. Do you look forgiven? Do you think you look forgiven? When people watch you and watch me carefully, do you think they can tell we're forgiven? Do you think they can see that just from our joy and our freedom and our humility and our gratitude? Do you think they can see it from our love of the Lord Jesus and our service of him and the way we just love talking about him? Can they see it through our generosity towards others who owe us something? Do you think we look forgiven? And we can't fake that. I think it's either there or it's not. And if it's not, it might just be worth asking ourselves why. It might be because, like Simon the Pharisee in this story, we don't think we need to be forgiven. Or it might be that once we knew that we needed to be forgiven, but it was a long time ago and we've kind of forgotten it. And now we think we're doing pretty well on our own. Thank you very much. We don't really need Jesus' forgiveness anymore. Either way, we'd be wrong. And if we think that way, it will make us a little bit like Simon in this story. A little bit judgmental, a little bit cold, a little bit proud, a little bit joyless, a little bit self-righteous. Tim Keller puts it like this. It's common for believers to begin their Christian lives by looking beyond themselves at Christ clearly crucified, relying on God's promise that Christ has taken our curse and given us his blessing. But as we go on, it's tempting and easy to look within ourselves at our own human effort, resting in our own performance, to give us our sense of acceptability before God. Doing this makes us radically insecure. It cuts away our assurance and prompts us to despair or pride. It's really important every day to remember that we live in the forgiveness of Jesus, to receive it, celebrate it, enjoy it, be freed by it, be humbled by it, imitate it, cry about it, talk about it, and love Jesus and love others more because of it. Wouldn't it be fantastic if people could look at you and look at me and look at Belmont and say, their great love shows that their many sins have been forgiven. Let's pray together. Father, we were lost and dead and dark and burdened, and you gave us Jesus. And now we're forgiven and free and loved. Please help us remember that we're forgiven every day. And help us live like it, joyful, generous, loving, filled with the Spirit of Jesus, loving him more and more, and just not able to stop talking about him. And we pray these things in his lovely name. Amen. Thank you, everybody. It's been lovely to be with you.